With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is quite a mixed bag of winter weather, depending on where you are. Tens of millions of Americans are being urged to stay on guard, with weather advisories, watches, or warnings of various kinds posted across a vast area.
A powerful winter storm driven by a rapidly intensifying cyclone is sweeping east from the plains, bringing heavy snow, ice, rain, and severe weather expected to affect much of the country. Bob Orvec, a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, says snow could reach 2 feet near Lake Superior.
Part of the storm system is getting heavy snow. Parts of the other parts of the storm along the cold front are getting higher winds and much colder temperatures.
Holiday travel taking a hit, especially flights at Chicago, O'Hare, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and New York's three major airports. Orvec also says a weather pattern known as a blue norther will end days of record warmth in the south, bringing a sudden drop in temperatures. I'm Julie Walker.
After meeting with Ukraine's president in Florida, President Trump says Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever to a peace deal to finally end their war.
However, the president also cautioned that negotiations could still break down and leave the war dragging on for years. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who said his country is ready for peace, said Donald Trump had agreed to host European leaders again, possibly at the White House, sometime in January.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu arrives at Mar-a-Lago for talks with President Trump. They'll discuss what's next for the Gaza peace plan, with the more complicated phase two due for implementation. FBI Director Kash Patel says Somali fraud suspects in Minnesota could face denaturalization and potentially deportation. This is SRN News. Catholics got a new pope in 2025.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women in the 2028 Olympics. Growing number of international sports governing bodies are moving to bar males from competing against females. SRN News. It is the end of an era for strap hangers in the Big Apple.
In New York City, the subway and bus Metro card is going away, just like the token did decades before. By the end of the year, you won't be able to buy or refill one. And sometime next year, you won't even be able to use one. But there are some, including groups of senior citizens and even New York Transit Museum curator Jody Shapiro, bemoaning that change.
As a native New Yorker, I feel all the feels like people do. I don't want something that works to go away, but I also recognize that it's a technology that's a little bit past due and needs to be replaced.
The new Omni system lets you tap with a credit card, phone, or any other smart device. Julie Walker, New York.
One pilot died, the others hospitalized with serious injuries following yesterday's mid-air collision of two helicopters. It happened in the skies over southern New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com.